This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, hour number two. Hopefully you're with us in hour number one. Got lots more to talk about in hour number two. The sponsor of this segment of the show is U.S. Gold Bureau, because we are in the U.S. Gold Bureau studio. They've got naming rights and the main title sponsor of the entire show. I've teamed up with the professionals at U.S. Gold Bureau to create the Wayne Allyn Root Precious Metals Investor Starter Package, because they came to me, and I'm not exactly a boring guy. As you know, I'm a high-energy pedal-to-the-metal guy at all times. And I said, I don't want any puny one coin. Most people aren't going to want to become collectors to collect one coin now and one coin next year and one coin the Christmas after that. And at the end of 3 years, they've got three coins. How exciting. What an amazing collection. My God, that's boring. Let's give them a lot of coins. And they said, okay, let's go with 100 American Silver Eagle coins in uncirculated condition, fresh from the U.S. Mint, all invested. Investment quality, get the coins at actual dealer cost from U.S. Gold Bureau. Dealer cost, meaning you're getting them at wholesale price, not only wholesale, but the same price they're paying wholesale, so they don't make a penny on the deal. They want to prove to you just how good they really are over time. So you get your coins at wholesale cost, free shipping, free delivery insurance. Order today and also get a free official U.S. Mint storage box with your order. This box will hold 500 coins to store your whole collection. Call U.S. Gold Bureau at 800-885-GOLD. 800-885-GOLD, 800-885-4653, or go to usgoldbureau.com/root. We love when you call in. The call-in number on the show is 833-WAR-TALK, toll-free anywhere in the United States, 833-927-8255. I love when you email me. It's wayneroot@gmail.com. I love when you go to my website, root4america.com. You can check me out at Twitter. My Twitter code is @RealWayneRoot, real, R-E-A-L, like @RealDonaldTrump and @RealJamesWoods. It's @RealWayneRoot at Twitter. Lots and lots of news out here. I told you about Hillary Clinton. I played it in the last hour, but it's just 20 seconds. So let's play it again real quick. Hillary Clinton gets interviewed in front of a large crowd of liberal women who paid God knows how much money, hundreds of dollars, I'm sure, to see her, like she's the greatest thing since Chris Rock. Like she's got so much to say and so much wisdom. And she makes what I think is one of the most racist remarks I've ever heard in my life. Go ahead, Chris, play it now.
What do you think of Cory Booker's, and you didn't comment on him and you feel free?
Oh, I adore him.
What do you think about him saying kick them in the shins? Essentially, start to get to that kind of political.
Well, that was Eric Holder.
Yeah, Eric Holder.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know they all look alike.
No, they don't. Oh, well done.
What if I said that on the air? Would I have a job tomorrow? Would I have a show tomorrow? What if I said that at a party? Would I have a show tomorrow? They'd immediately go to the media. Wayne Root said all black people look alike, made the most racist statement in the world. That's the most racist joke of all time. You could argue it's a joke, but that's something that a conservative would do. Argue that it's a joke, don't take it so seriously, and then lose their career the next day. Hillary Clinton made a joke, I'm sure, or a wise-ass comment might be a way of putting it, I'm sure. She rolled her eyes. I'm sure that she would say I was trying to make fun of that woman, and I didn't mean that woman was a racist either. I was just making fun of the comment she made, the mistake she made. Doesn't matter. That means you were thinking immediately she just mistook to. What if she had said Wayne Root and Donald Trump? Would she have said all white men look alike? I mean, it's a famous thing that racists say. Blacks look alike. Well, they don't. Matter of fact, I grew up in a black neighborhood, went to a black high school, and I had a million black friends, and none of them looked alike. I knew them. It's just a horrible thing that racists say. A horrible, untrue thing that racists say. Why was that on Hillary's mind? Why was that the first thing you'd go to when someone simply mistakes to politicians who both happen to be black? Because it's on Hillary's mind, because she's the racist. Because liberals are always the racist. Because liberals believe two things, by the way. Number one, that minorities cannot make it on their own. They have to get affirmative action because they're not as good as the rest of us, or not as bright as the rest of us, not as creative as the rest of us, don't fight as hard as the rest of us, don't have the talents of the rest of us. That must be what they think, because I, Wayne Root, believe every one of us is equal. I don't believe in affirmative action because nobody should need it, because we're all born with the same brain matter. Black or white, just as smart, and you don't need affirmative action to make it. You don't need a crutch to make it. They're the ones who believe that. They're the racist. Number two, they want an entire generation of people of color to be addicted to welfare and food stamps and other forms of welfare, other forms of the welfare state, other forms of entitlements, whatever you want to put it, however you'd like to put it. So a Republican like me doesn't want black people or Hispanic people or Indian people, American Indian, Native American people to be addicted to welfare and government handouts, entitlements. So who's the racist? They are. They're the racist. They've always been the racist. So if Donald Trump or I made a joke about two black people looking alike, that'd be the end of our careers. But Hillary makes a joke about it. I want to see what happens. I'm very interested in seeing what happens. Now, I'm not so certain that a lot of black supporters don't abandon the Clintons after that remark. But they'll do it quietly. They won't make a big deal of it. There will not be an Al Sharpton protest march. There will not be a Jesse Jackson protest march. There will not be a press conference saying that Hillary can never run for president again because of the racist statement she made. Or they will explain it away and say she was rolling her eyes and it was a joke. But whatever the reason is, it's amazing it was even on her mind. Because if someone said to me, Wayne, what do you think of Cory Booker? I'd say he's a real liberal. And they say to me, but here's what he said. And I'd be like, well, that's not what he said. That's what Eric Holder said. The next words out of my mouth could never be, oh, right, you screwed him up because you can't tell the difference. All blacks look alike. Really? That's what you'd be thinking? That's what you'd say out loud? And that's what you think to yourself? You're a racist. You are. For once in the world, I agree with all the liberals on this one. If you said that, you are a racist. Hillary Clinton is a racist. I want to see if any liberal cares. But they might, because she's already been thrown under the bus. She's done. Hillary's done. Nobody wants her to run again on the left. She'll only lead them to another disaster. They can't win the presidency with Hillary Clinton, that old, tired person who shouldn't be in politics anymore, who's got some major illness that she's been hiding from everybody, that got pushed in a bus by the FBI and the Secret Service like, you know, like she was a rag doll because she literally fainted right in front of them and they pushed her in the bus, threw her through the air on a seat and then cut out of there. And God knows where they took her and what they did with her to get life back in her. But she is not a well woman. And the Democratic Party knows that. They can never nominate her again. She's so corrupt. Matter of fact, if Republicans win this election, Trump's going to fire or ask to step down, I'm sure, Jeff Sessions. We're going to get somebody good in there, the Attorney General post. And the very first job should be to lock Hillary up. So she's got baggage, she's got corruption, she's got a possible prison sentence in the future that could be very, very likely if we get a new Attorney General. And she's not well, and she just made a statement that is so disgusting, so offensive, that if Wayne Root says something's racist, because I'm somebody who just doesn't believe in stuff like that. Words are not a big deal, and telling the truth is not racist if someone tells the truth about something. And I can't stand it when people are PC, but this is a whole different ballgame. I put what she said in the exact category of what Roseanne Barr did. Right? Roseanne Barr, what did Roseanne do? Roseanne said a comment about, a person who was of color, Valerie Jarrett, in the White House. And she compared him to a chimpanzee or a baboon or something, some sort of ape, a Planet of the Apes. Whatever she did, it was horrible. It was horrible. And you could argue it was just a joke. And she lost her career over it. I mean, she may not have lost her career. She lost her show. She may be back, but we'll see. But she certainly temporarily lost her career. Hillary Clinton did the exact same thing. It's a joke, but it's a horribly offensive joke with a completely racist tinge to it. And I just want to see how they treat her. Let's get back to Whitey Bulger, because I think that's a huge developing story. Murdered in prison seconds after he got there. I mean, can you imagine you get transferred to a prison, and at that minute you get in, they murder you? How did they know you were coming? How did they get you in that early phase where you hadn't even been signed in yet? When you were a huge FBI informant and you were about to drop a dime on the FBI, and who's in charge of the FBI in those days? Robert Mueller in Boston. Wow. That's an amazing story, I got to tell you. Somebody murdered Whitey Bulger. They were mob-connected who murdered him. And Robert Mueller was involved with the FBI and the mob and Whitey Bulger. Interesting. The Boston Globe noted Robert Mueller's connection with Whitey Bulger in an article entitled One Lingering Question for FBI Director Robert Mueller, and it's Mike Albano, former parole board member, who was threatened by two FBI agents for considering parole for the men in prison for a crime they did not commit, was appalled that later that same year, Mueller was appointed FBI director, because it was Mueller, first as an assistant U.S. attorney, then as acting U.S. attorney, who wrote letters to the parole and pardons board throughout the 1980s opposing clemency for the four men framed by FBI lies. Of course, Mueller was also in that position while Whitey Bulger was helping the FBI cart off his criminal competitors, even as he buried bodies in shallow graves along the Neponset. The Ponset, that must be a river. Mueller put people in prison for crimes they did not commit. Mueller was head of the criminal division as assistant U.S. attorney, then as acting U.S. attorney. I could not find any explanation online by Mueller as to why he insisted on keeping the defendants in prison that FBI agents in the pocket of Whitey Bulger had framed for a murder they did not commit. Make no mistake, these were not honorable people he had incarcerated, but it was part of a pattern that eventually became quite clear that Mueller was more concerned with convicting and putting people in jail he disliked, even if they were innocent, than he was with ferreting out the truth. And now, there's an alleged scheme Mueller's found out to pay off women to fabricate sexual assault charges against Mueller. Well, I wonder if it's a scheme, or there are women out there who were sexually harassed or raped by Robert Mueller. You mean you don't have a right to ask that question? You mean with Judge Roy Moore, liberals believed every word with no evidence of any kind, zero? Brett Kavanaugh, they believed every word without one shred of evidence. And against Donald Trump, they believed it. All 30-year-old, 40-year-old charges without a shred of evidence, liberals believed it. But you don't believe it about Mueller, huh? And you don't believe that maybe, just maybe, the FBI had something to do with the murder of Whitey Bulger. Oh, I would believe it. Never trust the FBI at this point. I don't often recommend books on my show. I'm such a busy guy, I could barely find time to write a book, let alone read one. But if I got a great one to recommend to you, A Prayer of Vengeance by John Stafford. With events ripped from the headlines of the peak moments of the Cold War, this book intertwines real places and events with supernatural evil and divine intervention, bringing both good and evil, seen and unseen, into modern times. This book pulls back the curtain to view the world in a whole new way, exposing the war between the light and the darkness playing out all around us right now. A Prayer of Vengeance is an action thriller full of suspense based upon powers of the Christian faith and what is possible if one believes. If you like Da Vinci Code and Along Came a Spider, you will love A Prayer of Vengeance. This book gets my highest 5-star endorsement. Wayne Root loves it. This is the first book of a series, and I can hardly wait to read the next book author John Stafford has in store for us. A Prayer of Vengeance by John Stafford is available exclusively on Amazon. Go to Amazon.com now to get your copy of A Prayer of Vengeance, or learn more about this book at PrayerOfVengeance.com.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
War now!
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go with water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now, GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now. This segment of the show is sponsored by Rex Pistol. I'm the man who loves the Second Amendment, Wayne Allen Root is, and I'm the man who loves Christmas. How about I combine the two? I've got the Christmas gift of the year for you. I just wrapped it, put it under my tree. I've owned many guns, however. I'm looking at it right now. I've got it right here. My new Rex pistol is my favorite gun of all time. Whether you're a competitive shooter, weekend warrior, or simply looking to protect and defend yourself and your family, you deserve a Rex pistol under the tree for Christmas. Now, one of the key factors for me in deciding which pistol to choose was whether it would function every time and in every situation, every condition. Rex was remarkable in the torture test done by the Military Arms Channel, where it beat a leading gun used by military and law enforcement, but it's only a fraction of the cost. I love that. Rex Firearms offer a number of different options, from duty to tactical to compact carry to competition. They have the perfect pistol for you. Simply put, it's the Wayne Root gun of choice. Rex Firearms are available at your favorite local firearms dealer or through many online retailers, including kvar.com. That's K, and then you put a dash, and then VAR, V-A-R.com. Use the promo code WAR to get your free holster shipped with your gun. That's K, and then a dash, and then VAR.com. It's so simple. K, and then a dash, and then VAR.com, or head now to your local gun store. But, man, do I love my new Rex. My new Rex. It's a 9mm, by the way. It is beautiful. All right, some other topics in the news. We've talked about Mueller and the women who are claiming he sexually assaulted or raped them. We've talked about Mueller and Whitey Bulger. We've talked about Hillary Clinton and her comments, her joke that all black people look alike. Nice. I continue to believe, despite we had John McLaughlin on a pollster. He's another, you know, he's a nice guy. He means well. He's from Washington. He's a GOP guy. He's fighting for the GOP. He's wishing and fight and praying for the GOP to win. But he's just not a super positive guy. Sure not as positive as me. And he doesn't, you know, he doesn't see what I see. And that's why, you know, when I see this new poll showing Ted Cruz crushing Beto O'Rourke, but there's also been several polls that show they're very close, and a couple of the big pollsters make it a toss-up race. It's not a toss-up race. You think Ted Cruz is going to lose Texas? Another poll out, Cruz versus O'Rourke. The poll suggested, yesterday's poll suggested the race might be tightening. I don't believe that for a second. New poll today says Cruz crushing Beto O'Rourke. 52-42. CBS Dixie Strategies Texas poll, 52-42. That's despite Beto O'Rourke spending something like $70 million. 52-42. 1 month ago in the same poll, the race was a dead heat. It was down to 4%. Cruz at 46, O'Rourke at 42. But now it would appear many of the voters who were undecided back in September are leaning towards Cruz. So it went from 0.4 to 0.10. Same thing happened to Greg Abbott. He was leading a month ago over Lupe Valdez by 19. He now leads by 26 points. 26 points for governor of Texas. You think, so all the people are going to vote for a massive 30-point landslide for the governor, and they're not going to vote for Ted Cruz? Why? Are you kidding me? We talked about Trump's order to end birthright citizenship, executive order to end it. Good news. And I think one of the clinchers for the election, Lindsey Graham applauds Trump on birthright citizenship and makes an announcement of his own. Today, Lindsey Graham applauded Trump on his move to end birthright citizenship for illegals, noted that while he himself has supported comprehensive immigration reform, he's always been against this birthright citizenship and said it needs to end. Finally, a president willing to take on this absurd policy of birthright citizenship. The United States is one of two developed countries in the world who grant citizenship based on location of birth. This policy is a magnet for illegal immigration out of the mainstream of the developed world and needs to come to an end. And Graham announced he's going to create legislation in the Senate to undo it as well. In addition, I plan to introduce legislation along the same lines as the proposed executive order from President Trump. But I think Trump has a better chance of getting it past the Supreme Court than Lindsey Graham has of getting it past the cowardly United States Senate. But either way, Lindsey Graham is has suddenly become a guy. He used to be neutered, and now he's got cojones. Somehow they grew on Lindsey Graham. So, I say Beto O'Rourke is done. Done. And that's not the only bad news for Beto. The Hispanic caucus refused Bobby Beto O'Rourke's membership because he lacks Hispanic heritage. Oh, I thought he's Hispanic. Oh, I guess he's not. I guess he's not. And the New York Times exposes his corrupt past. We'll talk about that when we get back. He served on the El Paso City Council, and he did something very corrupt, and you'll want to hear about it. But Beto has raised like $70 million, and it sounds to me like he's done. Stick a fork in him. Which tells me that we're going to do well all over the United States. If we win in New Jersey, if we win a landslide over Beto O'Rourke with $70 million in the pocket, we're going to do great. When we get back, we'll also talk about the Mexican ambassador telling the U.S. that some in the migrant caravan are very violent. The Mexican ambassador is telling us they're violent. But normal liberals in the United States want to let them all in. Go figure.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
War now.
USA Radio News.
Now, how ridiculous. We're the only country in the world where a person comes in, has a baby, and the baby is essentially a citizen of the United States for 85 years with all of those benefits. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. And it has to end.
President Trump in an exclusive interview with the political website Axios. The president talking about signing an executive order to end birthright citizenship. President Trump and the First Lady were in Pittsburgh today to honor the victims of Saturday's shooting at the Tree Life Synagogue. Ivanka Trump and Jared Kushner joined the president. Rabbi Jeremy Weisblatt did have one request of the president visiting Pittsburgh.
He is our president, and if he chooses to come here to be with us, I would hope as Rabbi Myers that he would be willing to engage in a conversation.
The Dow ended today up 431 points to close the day at 24,874. This is USA Radio News.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. That's 800-296-1261.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
This is
War Now. The Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne on the Root, War Now. Before we get to our wonderful guest, James Herson, here every afternoon on Mondays. We've got My Doctor Suggests to mention as the sponsor of the show. It's the reason my voice works. It's the reason I don't get sick. It's the reason my throat problems are a thing of the past. It's the reason I've had a sore, not a sore throat, but rather a hoarse kind of voice my whole life. And yet I managed to do 3 hours a day, 60 hours a month, 720 hours a year on the radio. And it lasts because of My Doctor Suggests. I've been using it since the very first day. And finally I called him up on the phone. I got the CEO on the phone. And I said, listen, this stuff has saved my life. Don't you want to sponsor my show to let people know how fantastic this is? And his answer was, yeah, let's do it. And so here they are as the sponsor of the show, My Doctor Suggests. Thank you, My Doctor Suggests. My Doctor Suggests colloidal silver lozenges. I pop them all day long and all show long. Silver destroys bacteria, viruses, and yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. I'm living proof. That's why I'm on the air every day. Never missed a minute. My Doctor Suggests is the name, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these amazing, magical lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. Tell them Wayne Root sent you. Get 10% off your first order. 866-660-9868. They taste great. Take it from Wayne Root. Get the cherry lozenge. 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com and get your discount because Wayne Root sent you 10% off. Mydoctorsuggest.com. Thank you for sponsoring the show. And thank you, James Herson, for being on the show to give us great news from the entertainment and the political and the law worlds every single Tuesday afternoon. Expertise, entertainment industry website, jamesherson.com. That's H-I-R-S-E-N, jamesherson.com. And so, James, welcome to the show.
Hey, it's my pleasure and honor to be with you, wonderful Wayne. I love it.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. So, look, I'm Jewish, as I think you know. I've mentioned that in the past. And I was sickened by what happened in Pittsburgh, but it's like a double sicken. First, the deaths were so tragic, and I just hurt so badly when someone kills people because they want to kill all the Jews. It just makes me want to vomit, and it just makes me sad for humanity because Jewish people are great people, whether I like their politics or not all the time. They're certainly great people and successful people, and they have a great heart. And the proof is, by the way, that after this guy was shot multiple times, this mass murderer, who treated him at the Pittsburgh hospital, Jewish doctors and Jewish nurses, didn't care what he had done. They just knew they had to save his life. They did their job. So Jewish people are great people, so it makes me sick. But yet, even more of a problem for me is when Hollywood celebrities immediately turn around and blame Trump for the shooting, when in fact this guy was a Trump hater and everybody knows it. It's on his social media. He hated Trump, and his reason for killing the Jews and hating Trump was that the Jews and Trump are too close with each other. So it's a little ridiculous to call Trump the reason the guy did something against Jews when the guy admitted, the killer admitted, that Trump is fantastic for Israel and the Jewish people. Crazy that Hollywood doesn't get it.
No, it's true. Well, these are uninformed or ill-informed people in Hollywood. They all take their cue from the left-wing media, and so they parrot whatever they hear, and they're hearing that, you know, Trump supposedly fosters hate and this sort of thing. And some of these celebrities are Jewish celebrities who don't understand what the rabbi at the Tree of Life Synagogue does understand, because he, by the way, he's received death threats, I understand, because he went public and said, Trump is my president, he's welcome here, because that's what presidents do. You know, they come to the site of a tragedy to help comfort the people. And this guy was a Trump hater, and it's because the mainstream media is so corrupt, they bury that part of the story. And they focus on this basic narrative. They keep repeating that Trump has hateful rhetoric. And the only example specifically that they cite is that Trump said that they, the media, were the enemy of the people. That somehow that is an exemplar of hateful rhetoric. When this same media cropped out Louis Farrakhan, who I would argue is the most ardent anti-Semite in this country. They cropped him out of the picture at Aretha Franklin's funeral, where Bill Clinton, Jesse Jackson, and Al Sharpton were standing shoulder to shoulder with Louis Farrakhan. And we know that there's video floating around where Maxine Waters has embraced him, and there was a picture of him with Barack Obama that was suppressed. And this is the same media that's out there trying to blame Trump, when in fact, where has the anti-Semitic rhetoric been in this country? It's been on the left. Linda Sarsour, Louis Farrakhan, these left-wing funded Soros groups. And another thing, Wayne, that they did that is really sickening, there were these headlines that appeared the day after this horrible tragedy. By the way, this guy needs to be tried, convicted, and executed as soon as possible. But the next day we saw headlines. Here's what the headline said. Jewish leaders tell Trump he's not welcome in Pittsburgh. Now, these headlines were lies. They were not Jewish leaders. They were cherry-picked people that are part of a George Soros-funded left-wing group, part of the resistance, that of course wrote a letter condemning Trump because they're anti-Trump. But the Jewish leaders that were involved in the Tree of Life synagogue, which is a conservative synagogue, they were not consulted by the media. And the rabbi, who's the ultimate leader, had the opposite view. So this was a distorted story. Some of the outlets had to change those headlines, including The Hill, who changed it. But that's the kind of distortion and outright lying that the media is doing regarding this terrible, tragic, criminal, terrorist act, and also this mail bomber who they're trying to keep that story alive because it has political legs for the midterms. I mean, it's very clear who the media is supporting in the midterms.
Yeah, it's very clear who Hollywood is supporting. Will Ferrell visits Georgia to kind of go door-to-door, basically, for Stacey Abrams' gubernatorial campaign. Now, I've seen Abrams' past views. All these liberals, James Hurston, are trying to act like they're moderates now, but they've got such radical pasts. And Stacey Abrams has a very radical socialist past, including speaking at socialist events where they want to get rid of police and ban prisons. And she's also been somebody who in the past burned the state flag of Georgia on the steps of the Georgia, legislature and Georgia Capitol building. A very, very radical woman. Will Ferrell thinks she's the most important thing and the greatest thing since high button shoes. And it just makes me sick that Hollywood could be this blind.
No, it is. It's sickening. And Stacey Abrams is a prototype, much like Sinema, the candidate in Arizona, much like Bredesen, the candidate in Tennessee for Senate, that these people, they pose as moderates. The Democratic Party goes out and recruits people that are telegenic, sometimes that are veterans, and they go out and pose. And James O'Keefe's group has exposed this as lies. But, you know, here's what's good about you telling the listeners to War Now about Will Ferrell. Then we can all tune him out. Will Ferrell does not deserve our dollars. When he does stuff like this to undermine America, and let's not kid ourselves, if he goes out and solicits and recruits volunteers for Stacey Abrams and she takes a House seat, that moves Nancy Pelosi closer to speakership, Maxine Waters closer to chairmanship, Schiff closer to chairmanship. Will Ferrell does not deserve our money, and we should not watch his movies, and we should not support his work, because he is going against the principles that we believe in by being an activist like that. He has every right to do that as an American, but he doesn't have every right to our entertainment dollars, and we ought to spend them elsewhere.
And so that brings up two things that weren't on your list, but both have come up in the last couple hours. Number one, Campbell's Soup. You heard about that story?
I did.
Campbell Soup has fired a top executive for daring to put on, I guess he tweeted out, I assume it was on Twitter, I'm not sure where he put it, maybe Facebook, maybe Twitter, but he posted that George Soros is paying for the caravan. Well, I think it's been proven in the last 24 hours that George Soros people are paying for the caravan and are part of the caravan and are assisting the caravan. But either way, whether they are or they aren't, why is that a fireable offense? Shouldn't 63 million Trump voters think twice now about buying Campbell's Soup to show them that you can't destroy people's careers over this?
Yeah, I mean, it's a perfect example. I mean, Will Ferrell is a product. Campbell's Soup is certainly a product and a brand. And if they act like that, and as you pointed out, Judicial Watch came up with documentation that certainly shows that Soros is involved. He's working together with the UN refugee program. And, I mean, we've seen Soros' groups behind so many of these things. Another guy was banned from Fox Business over the same issue. And we should be free to criticize Soros and to report when he funds these treacherous acts that harm our nation's sovereignty and harm our nation's integrity.
All right, when we get back, I want to talk to James about Kanye. I kind of always knew that Kanye West was a double-edged sword who would eventually abandon Trump and say he made a big mistake, and it seems like he's done that today. If I'm reading the stories correctly, Kanye is kind of out of the Trump camp now because of immigration, the caravan, and the end of birthright citizenship. Well, in that case, Kanye was never a Republican or a Trump Republican in the first place, but we'll talk about Kanye, we'll talk about Fox News with their latest ratings, we'll talk about actor James Cromwell. James Hurston is back with us in 3, 2, 1. No sensible investor needs to be convinced why they should buy gold and silver to protect their wealth. The benefits to your financial portfolio are painfully obvious. The challenge has always been, how do you actually do it? Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, and I've teamed with the United States Gold Bureau to finally solve this problem. We've even created an exclusive precious metals coin set that includes 5 different silver coins from major mints around the world. This will get you into the precious metals investment game fast, and then you can grow your portfolio at your own pace. This coin set is previously sold for more than $300, but is available right now for only $99. Call now, 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. Or go to usgoldbureau.com/root. Mention Wayne Allyn Root when you call, and we'll even include a bonus silver American Eagle coin, fresh from the U.S. Mint at no additional charge. That's 6 pure 1-ounce silver coins for only $99. Call now, 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a 2-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply for only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540 or preparewithwayne.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable, and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
War now. Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day. Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind that is here to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com now to find out more. That's GCNLife.com. And start your day off with an open mind.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen and Roots with Synagenics, the sponsor of this segment of the show, founded in 1997, clear global leader in age management medicine, i.e. healthy aging, i.e. defying aging, i.e. anti-aging, and they used me as their guinea pig and me as their kind of face and spokesman, and they promised me it would work, and it has worked, man. I've lost 10 pounds. I've gained about 20 pounds of muscle. I eat more each day, and I love the food. And I work out less each day, and yet I've lost all this weight and gained all this muscle. I work out about 30 minutes a day now, 30, 35 minutes, sometimes 40 as a max. This week hasn't been one day I've worked out more than 30 because I just ran out of time. So they've given me all this new time to make money because I used to work out 2 hours a day. Now it's 30 minutes a day. And I've lost all this weight, and I look good, and I look younger, and I look thinner, and my energy is high. Man, thank you, Synagenics. If you want the Wayne Root treatment, for your free, no-obligation consultation, call 888-YOUNGER, 888-YOUNGER, toll-free anywhere in the United States, 888-YOUNGER, or register at Cenogenics.com, C-E-N-E, and then Genics, G-E-N-I-C-S, Cenogenics.com, 888-YOUNGER. Tell them you want to look and feel the best of your life, just like Wayne Root, and they will take great care of you. James Herson is here, our New York Times bestselling author, law professor, expertise in the entertainment industry, jamesherson.com. Let's talk about Kanye West. I'm sure you saw that he has decided that he is no longer in Trump's camp. I knew that would end sometime. It would probably end ugly. You could kind of predict these things.
Well, it's a tale of two tweets. You know, one of his tweets, kind of, you know, there's been this movement that Candace Owens started called Blexit, B-L-E-X-I-T, taken from Brexit, for blacks leaving the Democrat Party. And Candace Owens introduced logos that she said were designed by Kanye. So the first of his tweets says that it isn't, it shouldn't have his name on it. He didn't want any association with Blexit. But then his second tweet said, "My eyes are wide open. I realize I've been used to spread messages I don't believe in. I'm distancing myself from politics and focusing on being creative." In my view, what has happened to Kanye, we've seen this before, the amount of peer pressure and hate and threats that Kanye West has received, in my opinion, finally caught up with him. Thus, he says, I'm basically, he didn't, you know, say I'm no longer going to wear my MAGA hat. I am no longer to be friends with the president. But he said, I'm not going to be involved in politics. And the reason for this is Kanye West basically posed a threat, an existential threat to the Democrats. This Blexit movement has legs. There was a Rasmussen poll that came out that said that 36% of African Americans actually were favorable towards Trump. And that, if that turned into an actual vote count, the Democrats would be over. So African American Democrats, leftist Democrats, look at what CNN did to Kanye West that one day. I mean, they called him a minstrel. They used all kinds of racist pejoratives against him. I just think the guy couldn't take it, and that's why he backed out of this. Candace Owens also, she was at an event, and she said, even though it was created by her dear friend and superhero, Kanye West, it's not his, it's mine. It's not Kanye West's movement, it's my movement. But, you know, the problem for the left is it's like a fire that starts, like, and it burns brighter and brighter. This awakening in the African-American community, just because Kanye West says in a tweet that he's no longer going to be political, Candace Owens is a force of nature, and she's going to keep it going with her organization, Turning Point USA, and it poses, as I said, an existential threat to the Democrats. I mean, it could turn the midterms easily. So all power to Candace Owens with Blexit, and Kanye goes his way now. A lot of people thought eventually it was going to go sideways. We were hoping it would wait till after the election.
Yeah.
But there it is.
Yeah, and by the way, this headline just in, Central American migrants set fire to Mexican immigration facility. Aren't you glad they're not at the American immigration facility? Central American migrants facing deportation set fire to a Mexican immigration facility in an attempt to escape. The alleged arson comes at a time when Mexican authorities reported the use of firearms and Molotov cocktails within the migrant caravans as they make their way through Mexico to the United States. You know what I don't get, James? Why are they making their way through Mexico to the United States? Is the Mexican government completely impotent? They have no military, they have no police, they have no National Guard. Why don't they just stop them at the border? I don't get it.
Well, there was a gunfire exchange, and there's a videotape on the social media of them tearing down the gate. So these are these supposed peaceful people just seeking new opportunities, and they're engaged in arson, they're engaged in terrorism. And the president criticized for saying that there might be some criminals among them.
Yeah. All right, James Hurston, thank you for illuminating all of our political and Hollywood and legal thoughts tonight. Another great Tuesday night with James Hurston, New York Times bestselling author. Website, James Hurston, HIRSEN.com. The bestselling author of many great books. Go to Amazon and look up James Hurston. James, thanks for coming on the show.
All right, thanks for having me.
Wayne Allyn Root, Worn Out, Newsmax TV coming up right now.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Come.